Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Get over your feelings. Feelings are not what God heals you with. Faith is what God heals you with. And your faith has to override your feelings. Even in the midst of the attack. Amen. We're a word of faith church. We teach. I'm trying to train us up. Because for the fivefold ministry, which is the pastor, the apostle, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. I said to the prophet. This fivefold ministry that God gave gifts to men. And here's the reason he gave us. Was for the equipping of the saints. And I'm not talking about dead people. Because how can I equip the saints that are dead? It's too late for them, right? If you're dead, I can't teach you nothing. Right? But he says, it's for the equipping of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, like Christ. So I am here to equip you. So that when you're equipped and you're walking in the fullness of the abundant blessing of God, you can go around to people and say, hey, be healed. Hey, be prosperous. Hey, let me help you. Hey, that's what the word says. And you can bless other people. And so I equip you. Because at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going to be in your house. And you may need some help at that particular time. Because the devil might try to attack you at 2 o'clock in the morning. Amen. He's not waiting for you to be set before he attacks. He's waiting for an opportune time. Anytime is opportune to him. Amen. And so you need to be able to stand on your own two feet, pray for your own children, call things that are not as though they were, and get through this thing by stomping on the devil's neck. So we're equipping you. So learn to be equipped. So what you heard this morning already, I haven't even got into my notes. What you heard this morning already is keep focusing on the word of God. Keep looking into the perfect law of freedom, perfect law of liberty. God will tell you who you are. Don't get who you are from people and naysayers and the world and the government. And they'll take everything away. And listen to me, communism does not work. It doesn't work. It's been proven 100 times. We don't try it in this country. You're nuts if you want to. Because the government will never take care of you. You've got to take care of you. All right. The devil always and only always lies to us. He's trying to make you quit. He's trying to make you give up. He wants you to let it go. He puts pressure in your life. He wants you to quit and give up. He doesn't want tongue-talking, demon-stomping, on fire for the Messiah, children of the Most High God, getting people healed and saved. He does not want that. He doesn't want the word coming out of your mouth. He hates the word. He hates the word of God. And he, because Jesus is the word, right? And he also, he's petrified of the blood. Can you say amen? But if we trust and believe and have faith in God and you don't quit, you don't give up, and you don't cave in, you will be victorious every single time. Every single time. There's not once that you have to lose a battle. Some people say, well, I lost a battle, but I'll win the war. Okay, get over that now and start winning the battles as well. We know we've won the war because he won it for us. But he also won the battle for us because he defeated every demonic spirit. And so now all I have to do is instill the victory. I don't have to get the victory. I just got to instill the victory. How? By standing on the word of God, focusing on Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and saying what God says and calling myself what God calls me. If I don't quit and if I don't cave in and I don't give up and I stand on the word of God, I will be victorious. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, thanks be to God who always, not sometimes, who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I'm a winner. You're a winner. That's right. There's no battles that you have to lose. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. No, I do understand. You don't understand, maybe. Jesus. I like that name. It's a great name. Say it again. Okay, now everybody say it on three. 1, 2, 3. Jesus! Say it again. Jesus! Say it again. Jesus! Hallelujah! You see? You see, that's what frightens the enemy. His tail goes between his leg and phew, he's out of town. Amen. All right, Psalm 34. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. That's you and me if we're born again. And his ears are open to their cry. Sorry, that's verse 15. Okay, open to their cry. Verse 17 says, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers him out of all their troubles. So how many of you got any problems that you're facing right now? Well, it says all your troubles, every single one of them, he will deliver you out of every single, each and every one of all your troubles. The eyes of the Lord are on you all day and all night, and he neither sleeps nor slumbers. He's always awake. He's always alert. He's always going forward. He's God, and he's watching you day and night. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry out. The Lord hears, and he delivers them from all, say all. All of your troubles, what does it leave out? What trouble is he not going to deliver you from? Tell me one. Let me hear it. I can't hear you. Oh, is that because there's no trouble? Okay. So if he'll deliver me from all my trouble, there's no trouble that I can call out that he won't deliver me from. He's talking to the righteous. Right? He's talking to the righteous now. Not the unsaved. The righteous. You're a child of God. Does that mean he'll heal you from whatever? Yes, he already has. Does it mean he'll bless you in many ways? He's already done it.
Ephesians
1:3 says, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. All I've got to do is get it into the natural places where I need it. And I do that by faith, by believing, by speaking, by acting, by looking at the word, reflection. I see myself healed. I don't see myself sick. Listen, let me tell you what. If you watch enough TV, you're going to see yourself sick. Oh, yes. You better believe me. Because the amount of advertisements they got there telling you what sicknesses there are available, you will buy into them all. I'm not joking. Claritin, whatever, something. I saw the one. And these guys, I'm telling you. It's evil. It's a devil. And then they show you it's that time of season. Let me just tell you, I've only got four seasons. God created four seasons. Summer, winter, what are they? Spring and fall, right? Did he come out with hurricane season? So how come we got that as a season? Did he come out with flu season? So how come we're adding seasons to what God didn't do? Come, think about it. Come on, think about it. It's flu season. Better go get my shot. You got no faith. Come on. We don't have six seasons or seven seasons. We have four seasons. And each season produces something better in the next season. Without those four seasons, we'd be in trouble. But it produces and it makes things keep working and happening. And God said, as long as there's an earth time, as long as there's an earth, there will be seasons. Hot and cold. Sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. Don't mind to the fact that it's winter season now. Flu season. There is no flu season. There is for people who want it, they can have it. There's also hurricane season for people who want that too. Oh, Pastor, how can you say none of us want a hurricane? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You watch that TV. And then they gave it a name. Oh, gee, let's call it Floyd. 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 And now it's another brick in the wall. Boom, and you're stuck. Are you getting what I'm saying? We watch something and they give it a name, and then you go and tell all your friends about Floyd. Have you seen Floyd's coming? Oh, Floyd's coming. Here's a big one, Floyd. They say it's a category 3, but it's probably going to go to a 4, maybe a 5. The winds are 119 miles an hour right now. I think I might just dig a hole and bury myself, because that's how much faith you got. See, they name it so you can claim it. What's that one, fibromyalgia or something? You can't touch someone and they're, ooh, all painful. It's not a joke, but don't claim it. Don't say, I've got fibromyalgia, that word. You've got to be a scientist to say what they... I'm serious. This is the truth. They name it because you can then claim it. But if it hasn't got a name, how can you give it a claim? It used to be, oh, I've got heartburn. Now it's cool. It's acid, a reflux disease. Hey, I got acid reflux disease. But never mind that. What about this? Okay, what about this? I was very tired. I just wanted to sleep. Chronic fatigue. It's chronic. I've got chronic fatigue. Everyone say, I don't have chronic fatigue. Say, I'm alert. I'm alive. I'm awake. I'm in Christ. And Christ is in me. Why do you let people name things to you? They name things so you can claim these things. You don't take and accept chronic fatigue. You don't claim and accept third degree whatever sicknesses there are. Get them off you. If it's got a name, then the Bible says, my word of God says, and I looked in this word and I see it in the Maria, it says that every knee, everything that is named, will bow. Will bow. So chronic fatigue has got to bow to the name of Jesus. Cancers, every kind, has got to bow to the name of Jesus. Do you understand? Reflux disease has got to bow to the name of Jesus. I mean, add your own. What is it? Whatever they've told you and trying to get you to grab, say, that's got to bow to the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a name above every name. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So sickness has to say, oh, you're Lord, I've got to go. Amen. Chronic fatigue has to say, oh, you're Lord, I've got to get out of town. We've got to start to believe the word and act like it's real. Keep looking at the word of God. And he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, everyone say, the Lord. Now, what can the affliction be? Money, relational problems, sicknesses, fears, doubts, unbelief. I mean, you can name them. Whatever you want to name. Anything that is not from God, you name it. If it's from the enemy, you name it. And he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him, the righteous, that is, out of them all. Is there one that he left undone? Is there one sin he never took care of? Is there one sickness he never took care of? Is there any joy he didn't provide for us? Is there any strength he didn't give to us? Did Jesus left the blood, when he took his blood up to the heavenly throne and put it on the mercy seat, did he forget a spot over here that needed cleansing? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. That's us. But the Lord, not the doctor, not the government, not your pastor, not your spouse, not your bank manager, the Lord. Amen. The Lord delivers us out of them all, out of them all, each and every one. And you know what? The blessing of the Lord makes rich and it has no sorrow with it. The bank will make you rich, but they're going to add so much sorrow with it because you're going to owe 20 times what you started bringing. Amen. And so we can't give up. We can't quit. If it's been hindering your life and you've had this blood problem for years and the heart situation for years and the financial problem for years and the children off the chain for years and whatever, you name it, whatever it is, don't quit, don't give up, don't give in. God will give you the victory if you continually look at His Word, speak His Word, and you will see victory come your way. How many of you can testify to the fact that God took care of bad situations?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, I'm Pastor Christian of Exponential Church. I get asked all the time, what does exponential mean? Exponential simply means to grow by multiplying. You may think that you don't need church to grow as a person, but you'll never experience the exponential growth that God wants to see in you without it. I'd like to invite you to Exponential Church this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at the Renaissance Charter School at Tradition in Port St. Lucie. Find us online at expochurch.com. That's expochurch.com.
You're listening to South Florida's